Just as he referred to the Spirit, saying, as he desires, similarly here, as it pleased him. Now don't delve deeper into why things are the way they are. Even if we could provide countless reasons, we would not be as effective in explaining that everything is properly done as when we say, just as it pleased the perfect craftsman, so it happened. After all, what needs to happen? He wills it. Now, if we avoid over-questioning the workings of our own body, we should do so even more in the church. Notice his thoughtfulness in not discussing the difference arising from their nature or function, but from their position. As he says, now, God has placed each member in the body exactly as it pleased him. And his wording, each one, highlights the significance of all parts. This means you can't argue, he positioned this but not that. Every piece is placed exactly as he wished, meaning it's beneficial for the foot to be placed where it is, and not just the head. And if it were to change its position for another, even if it seemed like a beneficial move, it would lead to confusion and destruction of the whole. Indeed, it would lose its original place and not reach the other,